May 1943, and the men of the Wivenhoe Home Guard sashay out on parade, ready to show Jerry what's what, in case he's considering dropping in for tea. Captain Catchpole, seconded from the Wivenhoe Regiment, the Queen's Own Queens, as they're affectionately known by the rest of the British Army, he must be only too glad to be back in the saddle. These men are looking jolly smart too, thanks to a crash course in hair and makeup by the redoubtable Mrs. Craft of the Wivenhoe WI. If we had another half a dozen women like her, we could probably bring the war to a close in 6 months without any help from Johnny Yank. And this is Sergeant Charlie Bulldog Bonnet showing a couple of the chaps how to attack a sand quarry. The targets you can see are there to represent Jerry, although they probably won't look too much like that in a real script. That's right, keep on firing, chaps. Well, yes, that's the trouble with sand. It tends to jam the cocking mechanism as well as ruining a chap's nails. I think I accidentally shot a great crested newt, Sergeant. Well, never mind that, man. Get on with the job in hand, says the boss. So, after a jolly good ticking off for unnecessarily distressing a badger, it's all hands on detonators for a few pointless explosions. And remember, never go back to a live hand grenade, unless, of course, you've just married her. After Mrs. Hill's wholemeal dumplings, you'll find the latrines just over there. When you've done, whistle to the chap with the flag, and he'll warn the sewage plant to expect something big. Now, we don't know much about the Germans, and we don't like them very much either, but intelligence tells us that they live over that big bit of water where England ends. To that effect, we've built fortifications, so that when Harry Hun appears, our chaps are armed and ready to blaze away. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here? Looks like the consignment of boys ordered by the Navy has arrived here by mistake. That's the gossip in the gunnery green room anyway. Meanwhile, someone's managed to get their nylon stocking jammed in the Bren gun again. And here's Lance Corporal Barbarella Barton trying to prune sycamores the British Army way. Because of the shortages, these poor chaps haven't even got proper guns. They're having to make do with what looks like modified pipes from a macerator lavatory. Probably wise not to ask where he's been, but look lively, the Army doesn't encourage too many chaps in the bushes, bad for morale. Why not improvise a stylish dog out of netting and old leaves, then take it for a walk? That's the spirit. Now, lying down on the job isn't quite the thing, but in the Home Guard, they positively encourage it. These chaps are firing at Roe Hedge. It's good practice, and besides, they've never much liked the people there. Many of these men volunteered for the Home Guard because there's not much to stay home for. Not now that their wives are all up at Wivenhoe House every night, washing down service-issue amphetamines with gin and jitterbugging with the American pilots. But it's all part of the war effort. Happy, darling? Ecstatic, but there's no way these coves are going to the all-ranks dance dressed like that. The more skilled men spend quite a lot of time welding lawnmowers to old vacuum cleaners and lampposts to confuse the enemy. It confuses me, too. This one's called Margaret, after the CO's wife. Come along, chum, pick those feet up. We're not in a French hairdresser's now, we're in the Wivenhoe Home Guard. Motto, mincing convincingly. First, we have to ferry some random objects around on a stretcher, and then it's falling over in formation with an unloaded weapon drill. Oh, very elegant, yes.
I think I've scratched my chest, Sergeant.
Well, never mind that now, man. See if you can bag us a couple of rabbits to bribe those nice Land Army girls who are billeted up in Rose Lane. Orienteering. Now, as any general worth his salt may tell you, half the reason the last war took so bally long was because too many men had trouble finding their way home from the makeup break. Well, this poor chap's just had a disaster with his mascara, but not to worry, help is at hand. Once they've got some of the smudges cleaned off with comfrey and aloe vera compresses, they can stretch the poor blighter back to base for a spot of counselling. Now there, is that any better?
I should never have took us off flower arranging, Corporal. I was really good at that.
Well, quite, but there's a lot of chaps who'd like to be doing things which we can't do at the moment. I'd like to be getting all mystical on Mrs. Waters' home-baked mescaline macaroons, for instance, but I can't, so I suppose that's that. Well, I'll say, it seems like it's a jolly long way back to base, so for the time being, best to leave the injured man in the Land Army girls' shower hut. The girls should be in soon. All hot and sticky from the harvesting, I expect, and if that doesn't rouse a chap from his stretcher, I doubt much else will. And some of the other men have volunteered to stay with him, just to make sure that he's all right. Any sign of those Land Army girls yet, Sergeant Major? Well, we can live in hope. And that's the kind of unselfish spirit that keeps Britain great. So, it's been another splendid day for the Wivenhoe Home Guard. A good day's faffing around and scarcely more harm done than a few broken fingernails. Wivenhoe Home Guard, well done you. Your country salutes you.